Welcome back, Wobble Land. I am sure you have noticed the average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline just jumped 15 cents over the last 2 weeks to $4.38 per gallon. Ouch. But diesel taking an even more dramatic jump. Diesel price is up right now, hitting a historical high. Get this, according to AAA, the national average of diesel hit an all-time high of $5.47 per gallon as of last Thursday. To talk about how this is impacting the trucking industry, and thus you and I, we turn to trucking industry expert Jim Grundy. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Gas prices, not so much. Let me ask you just right out of the gate, are these high diesel prices correlating to fewer trucks on the roads?
In part, really, the higher diesel prices and the fewer trucks on the road are more of a symptom of our pandemic response from 2020. When you shut down the amount of industries that we did, and you put so many companies out of business. In turn, we also took freight off the road, and we put a lot of truckers out of business. And so I'm retired and found other careers. So here we are in a recovery with substantial consumer demand. And on the backside, we don't have enough trucks to, you know, haul the freight that everybody wants to consume.
Yeah, I want to get to that in just a moment. But before I ask about how this is impacting consumers, I'm curious, does the average truck driver, do they have to pay for their own gas out of their own pocket, or how does that work?
It depends. There's really two kinds of truck drivers. You have a company driver where the company absorbs all fuel costs, and they pay the driver either by the mile or percentage of the freight they run, or there's owner-operators. Owner-operators make up about 10% of the U.S. Driver force. Those guys do pay their own fuel cost, and those are the ones that we really have to monitor. That's who works for, like, CCU Energy down here. We're all owner-operators.
So next question, then, how does that all translate to consumers? You know, I mean, pretty much everything we buy comes on a truck.
Yeah, so, like, in the short term, it affects truck drivers, especially the owner-operators that pay for their own fuel. In the long term, consumers are paying for all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing that in the rise of everything across the board, from groceries, food, to clothing, wood, you name it. It's consumers are paying for
it. Yeah. What should folks do in the trucking industry right now? Or is there anything they can do to combat these incredibly high diesel prices?
Well, they just reopened in-person training for new truck drivers. The industry itself, I think, is already in a battle against the federal government and some states that are very anti-petroleum fossil fuels. Like, for instance, California, they have really no interest in tractor trailers being in the state of California unless they're a certain year or newer. I think this is going to take some government intervention, some states working together to resolve this issue, to get more truckers to come back to the industry and or attract new talent.
How are you doing that in Texas?
Our top guy last month made $89,000. Our top 20% averaged $55,000. So right now we're doing very well as, you know, we specialize in bulk commodities such as salt, sand, dirt, lime. And those things are a hot commodity down here in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico, being it's oil and gas related. But really, right now, if we weren't making that kind of revenue and our guys weren't doing substantially well financially, we would be in the same boat. But right now, the money is so good with what we're doing, that's how we're able to attract our talent.
Well, best of luck, Jim. I'm sure we'll be in touch in the future.
Okay, thank you.
That's trucking industry expert Jim Grundy joining us here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.